My name is Doug Borland, and my wife and I are 30-year residents of Sitka. As longtime Sitka downtown business owners, our Russian-American stores employ 6 full-time Sitkans and up to 12, including our temporary summer staff. Today, I'd like to express some concern of ours regarding the upcoming anti-cruise ship referendum vote. Like most all of Sitka's citizens, we are aware and appreciate the small-town ambience and the uniqueness of our town and the surrounding area that makes it special. We, too, value and want to preserve that special uniqueness. We relocated from Anchorage many, many years ago precisely because of the advantages of living in such a small coastal town. We're on the waters, hiking the trails, avid hunter-gatherers in the mountains and forests. We, of course, want to preserve these values. We do recognize that the rapid increase in cruise ship tourism that the town has experienced has resulted for sure in some growing pains. And those, such as traffic and pedestrian safety, certainly must be addressed. Considering this, we feel that the referendum may be a too radical approach, which in our opinion could have some serious unintended consequences that the well-meaning proponents of the cruise ship vote may not have considered. First of all, the economic impact to our city of the loss of sales tax revenues if this referendum passes is unquestionable, although exactly what the ultimate amount may be is debatable. As the proposed cap is a mythical figure, there is in no way to guarantee that if the referendum passes, that the cruise ship numbers will actually approach the upper limits of the cap. The unintended consequence may very well be that we will see way less than the maximum visitor cap. This would for sure lead to employee layoffs and could result in the complete shutdown of ours and other businesses. In conclusion, the radical approach of a referendum suggests some serious possible downsides. These could negatively affect most all Sitkans. We would hope that the growing pains from the increase in tourism could be better addressed through collaboration, through cooperation and shared values of what we all should want for our special, unique coastal town. In our opinion, this referendum raises too many uncertainties of possible, serious, negative, unintended consequence, and every listener should be considering these before going to vote. Thank you much for the opportunity to comment. Doug Borland.